Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good evening and welcome to the gym here at Fayetteville High School, where the Comer Tigers pay a visit to take on the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. I'm Jacob Bassett. I'm by myself for a little while. Blake will be here in a little while as I am sitting here copying the roster for the Comer Tigers. And it looks to be a good game, a good matchup on paper all the way around, and a close game in the B-team game before, as the Fayetteville B-team Wolves are able to pull it off. I'm going to step aside and I'm going to finish this roster, and we'll have tip-off for just about 7 minutes away. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restriction apply. Member NCUA.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Trapiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
When you care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the gym here at Fayetteville High School. We're 2 minutes away from tip-off as the captains are at midcourt. They're getting the rules and regulations from the officiating crew. Our officials tonight are Billy Paul Williams, Quayle Kirkland, and Devin Hawkins. The crowd is filled the gym here. A packed house. Fayetteville captains will be number 30, Manus, and Katie Brasher. Kennedy Manus and Katie Brasher, the captains, will get the starting lineup here shortly. We're now a minute away. There's the buzzer. We're about ready to go. Coach Al Barnett and Coach, I don't have the name for the Comer Tigers coach, give us some last minute instructions to their respective teams. As we're about ready to announce the starting lineup for the Fayetteville Wolves.
Okay, welcome to Fayetteville High School for girls matchup between BB Comer Tigers and Fayetteville Wolves. Starting lineup for the BB Comer Tigers, Deja Wilson, number 23.
Deja Wilson, the first name called for
Rebecca
the
Walls,
Tigers.
Senior number 11.
Rebecca Walls.
J.C. McDaniels, junior.
J.C. McDaniel.
McKenzie Arnold, junior, number 0.
Mackenzie Arnold.
Kariah Harris, sophomore, number two.
And Kariah Harris, the sophomore.
Curtis head coach, D. Reynolds. All right, for the number one, Candy Mark.
3, Eddie Stanley.
Number 3, Eddie Stanley.
So Kennedy Morris, Addie Stanley, Anna Kate Blair, Katie Brasher, and Kennedy Manus, the starting lineup for the Fayetteville Wolves tonight.
Number 30 is Kennedy Manus.
And the bench will be Destiny Collins, Layla Morgan, Henley McGinnis, Bradley McDonald. We're about ready to tip this thing away. Billy Paul Williams blows the whistle, ready to throw this one in the air. There's a tip-off controlled by Comer. And they'll bring it up the court. And here's a pass to the wing, pass back around. Here's a three attempt for Comer. Nothing but net for the Tigers. So early 3-0 lead. That was Kariah Harris. Anna Kate Blair brings it up the court, passes to the wing, and Kennedy Morris could not keep a handle on it. So Harris brings it up the court. Over to Walls. Walls puts it up. And the Tigers are up 2-0 early. And Blair will bring it up the court. She'll try to find somebody open. Here's the pass to Morris. Morris drives it in the lane. Looking for a shot. She'll put it up. Nothing going there. And here's the pass to Harris. Nobody around her but Blair. And there it is. 7-0 Tigers. Coach Al Barnett calls for a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. As he needs to get things situated for the Wolves as they are down 7-0 early. Stanley inbounds it to Blair. Blair will bring it up the court. Harris waits her at the half court line. Anna Kate drives it. Here's the pass to Morris. Morris over to Manus, and they couldn't control it. It'll be the Comer Tiger ball the other way. As Harris brings it up court. And there's a turnover for the Tigers. Blair will bring it up court. Slowing it down to get the offense set. Here's the ball pass to Manus. Here's the pass to Stanley. Stanley looks up. There's two. Addie Stanley. Harris gets the inbound, and she'll bring it up court. Here's the pass. And 3-4, Rebecca Walls. So Comer with the onslaught of three balls here early. Anna Kate loses it, but Katie Brasher recovers. Now Kennedy Manus with the ball. There's a pass to Blair. Blair with a three attempt. and it's off the mark.
Go on!
Stanley gets fouled. But we'll see who that's on. It'll be on Deja Wilson of the center for the Tigers. Kennedy Manus at the charity stripe for two. Couldn't get the first one to fall. As Harris checks out. And Lauren Cook in for the Tigers. And ill-fated pump fake on a free throw by Kennedy Morris. And it'll be Tiger ball the other way. Here's the pass to Walls. Walls to Wilson. Wilson in for two for the Tigers. And a Kate couldn't control it. And there's another turnover for the Wolves. Arnold gets the inbound pass.
Hands off!
Here's the pass to Cook. Cook with the ball. Trying to get it away from. There, and Addie Stanley creates a turnover. She'll bring it up court. And it'll be Fayetteville ball. Henley McGinnis checks in for Kennedy Morris. Stanley looking for somebody to inbound it to. And it will be Henley McGinnis to Stanley. Stanley drives it in the lane, pulls up at the free throw line, couldn't get nothing going there, and tries to save it from going out of bounds. Couldn't come up with it.
Hey, 22!
22!
22 to 2! Wait the middle!
Henley, slide up.
Right there.
Cook trying to find somebody down the court.
All right, you got it.
Better be aware of the clock. Here's Arnold to J.C. McDaniel. McDaniel to Cook. Cook with a three ball off the mark. Katie Brasher with the rebound. And the Wolves will take it the other way. It's McGinnis to Blair. Blair to Stanley. Stanley tries for a three ball attempt, and Cook will pick her pocket and take it the other way. Cook, a two attempt off the mark. And there is a hold. On Kennedy Manus. Charlotte Kelly checks in for Addie Stanley. Here's the inbound. Tried to get a quick two, did Wilson. She misses it, but Rebecca Walls gets the rebound and gets the two for the Tigers. Anna Kate tries to get it up court through the pressure of Lauren Cook. And it'll be Tiger ball, Mackenzie Arnold. There is a foul on Kennedy Manus. Arnold gets the inbound. Over to Walls. Walls puts it up off the mark. Rebound. Charlotte Kelly. Fayetteville ball the other way. Here goes Henley McGinnis to try to put it up. And there's in and out of the rim. And a foul. Looks like it's going to be on Arnold. And it's going to be Arnold with the push. First foul credited to the Tigers. Kelly, inbound it to Brasher. Back to Kelly. Kelly puts it up off the rim. And Henley tries to get the rebound.
A double foul.
And a double foul.
Barnett. It's point of interruption, isn't it? She got two.
And it'll be Kennedy Manus with her third foul and Mackenzie Arnold with her second. And the birthday girl, Molly Crawford, checks in. And here's the inbound to Brasher.
Good, Charlotte.
Charlotte Kelly, that's going to be an over and back if we touch it. And the over and back on the Wolves. So backcourt violation against the Wolves. As Rebecca Walls gets ready to inbound this one to Cook. Cook, three ball, nothing but net for the Tigers. 17-2 the score, 2:49 to go here in the first period. Here's the pass to Kelly. It's off the foot of somebody and it'll stay Fayetteville ball.
Hey, double down!
Here's the inbound to Chrysler, who couldn't come away with it. Katie Brasher saves it from going out of bounds. Here is Anna Kate Blair on the left wing over to Charlotte Kelly. Over to Brasher, and Brasher tries to put it up. Wilson had none of it, and here is Arnold coming the other way. And it's stolen by Charlotte Kelly. Here's a three ball from Anna Kate Blair in and out of the rim. Just can't get the shots to fall, and there is a foul against the Tigers. Kelly tries to find somebody to inbound it to.
Put it up, Molly.
Molly Chrysler with the ball. And it'll be Comer ball as Anna Kate couldn't corral it. So on the floor, Chrysler, Kelly, Bresh, Blair, and McGinnis as Comer hits another three, and that is Rebecca Walls once again.
What?
So 20-2 now the score. Comer Tigers lead Fayetteville. Brasher trying to find some help.
Made it!
And Arnold with the steal. She'll bring it up the court. And there is a push from Charlotte Kelly. Layla Morgan will check in for Anna Kate Blair. And Arnold will check out, and in checks Rayleigh Wilson. Wilson gets the inbound over to Cook. Cook with a three attempt off the front of the rim. Wilson with the ball. Puts it up, misses a shot. Fable gets the ball going the other way. Here's Morgan. Couldn't quite connect with the pass. There he is. A jump ball. First one of the night, and it will be Comer basketball. As Cook brings it up the court. Three-point attempt from Wilson off the mark, and there is a foul. Katie Brasher. And it'll be an and-one situation. Foul on Katie Brasher. And she'll check out, as does Henley McGinnis, Lena Batesel, and Addie Stanley will check in. Free throw attempt off the mark. Kelly brings it up the court. to Morgan. Morgan tries to put it up. And here comes Addie Stanley, misses it, goes back up with it, and there's a basket finally for the Wolves as the score now 22-4, 35 seconds to go in the first period. Cook over to Johnson, over to Wilson, who tries to drive it in the lane. Nobody will have it. And here's the pass to Addie Stanley, and it's going to be a reach on Wilson. Cook steals the inbound, and she'll put it up off the high part of the rim. There is a foul. It'll be Fayetteville ball on the jump ball. Here's the inbound to Kelly. Over to Bateson, who gives it back to Kelly. Kelly puts it up, and there's two. Tigers put on a three-ball clinic in the first period as they lead 22-6 over the Fayetteville Wolves. I'm going to step aside and take a break. You're listening to the Fayetteville Sports Network presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely, close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Shooting foul as Addie Stanley gets ready to inbound this one to Morgan, who puts it up, and there's another foul, and she'll shoot too. So to the stripe goes Layla Morgan. Morgan misses the mark on the first one. Morgan misses the second. It'll be Comer ball the other way. As Harris drives it up court. As Cook puts it up, and it'll be rebounded by Molly Chrysler. Fayetteville ball the other way. Morgan puts it up off the mark. Good. It'll be Fayetteville ball as Batesel.
That's nice.
Hey, Lena.
Comes away with the rebound. Comer steals it and loses it out of bounds. Fayetteville basketball.
Right there, right there. Hey. All right. Right there!
Morgan tries to come away with it, and there is a foul, and that will be on Patience M.
Addie, looking at the corner.
Yeah, Charlotte's wide open.
Charlotte, go there again.
Substitutions for the Tigers. Arnold checks back in.
Go ahead and play, Charlotte!
Stanley inbounds it to Kelly, who couldn't come away with it. But it'll still be Fayetteville ball.
Hey! Right there! Read it!
Bates with the basketball. Dishes to Morgan, who drives it up the lane. She'll put it up.
Oh,
and I'm just off the mark for an and one situation. So Morgan back to the free throw line for two more. Morgan sinks the first one. As Anna Kate Blair will check in for Lena Batesel. Morgan misses the second one as Harris brings it back up the court. They'll slow the tempo down. And Jada Harris couldn't handle the pass. It'll be Fayetteville ball going the other way. Stanley brings it up the court. Over to Blair. Wide open three attempt. And off the mark.
Get back!
Arnold tries to bring it up the court, and it'll be, she'll be fouled by Layla Morgan.
Hey.
Destiny Collins checks in for Layla Morgan. As Patience M brings it up the court. Over to Harris. Harris will drive it. And she'll sink it for two. So 24-7 now the score. 6:30 to go in the second period. And Kate Blair brings it up. The court going from our right to your left. Blair puts it up. And she's off the mark, but she'll go to the charity stripe. That foul will be on Patience M. I don't have her last name. It just says M on my roster.
Hey, y'all need to be back.
So Blair misses the first.
No!
And she'll get the second, 24-8. Now the score, 6:15 to go in the first half of play. Patience brings it up the court. And she'll find Harris, who gets fouled. By Destiny Collins.
Hey, get all four of you in the rebound.
Jada Harris will go to the strike. She'll miss the first one. Wide left.
Hey, is it three shots?
And gets the second. 25-8 now the score. And it was a three attempt, so she'll get to shoot the third shot here. And she'll miss the second, rebounded by Kelly. And she'll bring it back up the court. Here's the pass to Blair. Back to Kelly. Kelly puts it up off the mark. Kelly in for two. So the lead now down to 15. Harris throws it across the court, and it is stolen by Addie Stanley.
Right,
and Kate Blair brings it up the court.
Attack!
Over to Stanley. Stanley thought about a three but couldn't come away with the pass, and she tried for three and misses. And Comer having issues trying to get it across the court. Here he is, a jump ball. And it will be Fayetteville basketball. Brasher and McGinnis will check in for Chrysler and Collins.
Hey, hey, I want you to try to run a Roger. Talk to the ball.
Here's the inbound to Blair. Over to Brasher, who tries to spin around, but she'll spin into a foul. And she'll go to the strike for two.
Hey, shooting!
Couldn't quite see from Quell Kirkland who that foul was on. But Katie Brasher to the strike. Misses the first. And Brasher will sink the second. As Harris brings it up the court. And it's stolen by Charlotte Kelly. Over to McGinnis. McGinnis will drive it in the lane. Puts it up. Rebounded by Brasher. Should be fouls everywhere on that one. As Harris brings it up the court. But she'll try to put it in for two, and she's off the mark. Puts it up again, and it's going to be out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Tigers. Harris gets the inbound. It is short. It'll be knocked out, and it'll stay with the Tigers. So Harris ready to inbound. And she'll inbound to the other Harris. Who misses a mark on a three. Rebound, Addie Stanley. Over to Charlotte Kelly. Should be some fouls there somewhere, but there's not. And McGinnis bats that one away. Arnold brings it up the court. And here's the three attempt by Samaya Johnson. So 28-11, 3:50 to go in the first half. And a jump ball. It'll be Comer ball. Arnold inbounds it to Harris. Over to Johnson. It gives it to Jada Harris, and there is another jump ball, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball. Blair gets the inbound from Stanley, and she'll drive it up the court. She'll try to drive it all the way, but she gives it to Brasher, who gets two for the Fayetteville Wolves. 28-13 now the score. As Kariah Harris brings it up the court. Over to Arnold. Over to Johnson. Back to Arnold. To Harris. Who tries to throw it up. And she'll get the cheap foul. And that foul will be on Charlotte Kelly. Layla Morgan gets ready to check back in. And Harris misses the first. J.C. McDaniel and Deja Wilson back in for the Tigers. And Harris gets the second, 29-13. The score now. As Blair brings it up the court. She'll try to find a path to the basket. She'll lose it, but McGinnis is there to recover. Over to Blair.
Attack!
And Blair puts it up, and there's two. That'll cut into that deficit just a little bit. Cut the lead in half, actually. It's Harris slowing the tempo down. Stolen by Blair and over to McGinnis, who will put it up. And then she'll miss it. Harris brings it back. Over to Wilson, who couldn't quite handle the pass. She'll put it up. And there's two for the Tigers. So 2 minutes to go in the first half. Comer leads 31-15. Morgan puts it up. She'll miss it to McGinnis on the rebound, who is rebounded by Stanley, and there is a foul on the Tigers. And that foul will be on J.C. McDaniel. So Stanley to the line for two. And she'll get the first. Stanley misses the second, but Brasher comes away with a rebound, and she'll give it back to Stanley. Over to Morgan. To Stanley again. Stanley puts it up, couldn't quite make it. Then Anna Kate puts it in for two. 31-218 the score now. Arnold gets the ball across the court. She's in pursuit from Blair. They'll try to trap her. It is stolen by Blair, who will bring it up the court. And she is fouled by Harris. I try. Addie Stanley asked why I didn't catch Anna Kate there. I said I tried. So 1:13 to go. Anna Kate will go to the stripe. As Kennedy Morris gets ready to check in. Blair puts the first one up off the mark. Morris checks in for McGinnis.
Good job.
1:13 to go. Blair at the line to shoot her second. Blair misses the second attempt. And Harris tries to bring it up court, and she is fouled by Blair.
She got
one. As Harris brings it up the court, off the inbound from Arnold. McDaniel back over to Harris, who tries to drive it up the lane. Back to McDaniel. She'll try to drive it up the lane, and she's pickpocketed back to Harris. And Wilson couldn't quite handle it, and it'll be Fayetteville ball. 46 seconds to go, 31-18 the score. The Tigers lead the Wolves. And Blair brings it back up the court.
Attack the middle of the floor.
She'll attack the lane. She'll try to pull it off, and it's blocked away by McDaniel. Out of bounds still. Fayetteville ball, 35 seconds to go. Morgan puts up a three, and it's going to be off the mark and out of bounds. It's a jump ball. It'll be Comer basketball. As Harris brings it up the court, off the inbound from McDaniel. 20 seconds to go. Over to Johnson. Stolen by Blair. Who throws it across the court to Stanley. Stanley with three. Nothing but net. So 31-21 on a half-court heave from the Tigers. It is halftime. The Tigers lead 31-21 over the Fayetteville Wolves. I'm going to take a quick break and you can hear a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From Back Roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Fayetteville fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Fayetteville Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
What makes something worth the drive? It's more than a price. It's how you're treated the moment you step on the lot. Hi, I'm Chris Kane. At Toyota of Sylacauga, we don't just say it, we show it. Every handshake, every deal, every service appointment, we earn it. That's how you know it's worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Welcome back to the gym here at Fayetteville High School. This gym needs a name, and we'll have a name for it one of these days, probably before Kenley graduates. But it is halftime, 3 minutes to go before the start of the third quarter. Fayetteville down 10, which if you look at it, K.J. McCurley's going to join me. But if you look at it, K.J., this lead almost looked insurmountable. But now, you know, with a 10-point deficit, you know, Fayetteville could come back.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of seemed like the story the last several times we've watched games in this gym. If you think about what we just saw with the JH boys, and then last Monday, 17 down for the varsity over Welburn. I mean, regardless if these girls go on to win this game, I think this is a big sign of resiliency for this program to figure out ways to be competitive when it don't start right.
Yeah, I think the lead at one point was 22-2, and, you know, Fayetteville went on a run, got some timely turnovers, and, you know, when we didn't turn the ball over, that's been Fayetteville's Achilles heel right now so far, has been the turnovers, and we can't get the shots to fall, where Comer's been able to get the three ball working well.
Yeah, turnovers will definitely kill you, and they'll get the other team out running into some easy shots, and it's kind of what Comer's done. They've just kind of turned the ball over and got some easy ones for themselves, and really have it when they started having to work harder for their shots, that's when you saw these girls start to make a run. So good defense going to continue to be imperative, I think.
Yeah, Coach Barnett called that early timeout to try to rally the troops early, and I believe that helped them out for the most part as we were able to come back. And I don't think we have anybody in foul trouble right now. Kennedy Manus has three right now.
Yeah, that's the big thing. But what I'm seeing mainly from these girls, what they don't have yet on offense, they make up for with good sets. They're getting open shots. We're just not making all of them. But defensively, that second quarter was a gem. They absolutely took everything easy away from B.B. Comer, and they got back into this game. I want to say thank you for having me on at half. I have been harassing your running mate and my buddy, Blake Bagley, for getting me on, and I guess he just don't like me anymore, but I appreciate it. Kidding, bud. He's on his way here. We love you.
You know,
I had to give him a hard time.
I've seen this team practice just about every time they've been on the court for practice, you know, with junior high and varsity practicing together. That's kind of the deal with only having one basketball gym on campus. And,
yep.
You know, sometimes I even get out there and practice with them. I practice with them Sunday a little bit. And, you know, they've had this game in particular circled for a very long time. But it doesn't get any easier. They have the rematch with Shelby County coming up and Welburn Friday.
Yeah, we'll see if they can handle that stretch of games. But I think we can make a run and potentially pull off a second-half comeback. We're down by 10. Let's keep offense going, playing good defense.
Well, KJ, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Go Wolves.
So as we are ready to start in the third quarter, Stanley inbounds it to Blair. Blair over to Brasher, tries to pull a spin move, and they will call her for a travel. Comer ball going the other way. So the sides of the court have changed. Comer going right to left. Fayetteville going left to right. As Patience M carries it off the court, off the inbound of Lauren Cook.
All right.
Cook.
Get it, shoot. Go!
Kicks the ball off of her foot. And Blair passes it to Stanley for three and off the mark. And Cook gets it going the other way. Cook being guarded by Kennedy Manis. There was a walk there, not called. And Cook
double
dribbles, but gets a three off of a no call. So 34-21 now the score. Blair brings it up the court. She'll give it to Brasher. Brasher over to Manis. Manis twists it in the middle to Morris, and there is a foul, and Morris will shoot two. And that foul will be on Lauren Cook. Morris with the first one in and out of the bucket. Morris on her second attempt sinks it. Barnett wants the pressure. And it'll be Tiger ball out of bounds. Here's the inbound to Patient Sim. Over to Cook. Long three. And it'll be over the backboard. Here's the inbound to Blair. Blair gets it across court. Over to the outstretched arms of Brasher, who's now looking for help. Here it is in the form of Manis. Manis over to Morris. Morris puts it up off the mark. Gets her own rebound, puts it up. Brasher gets the miss. It'll be Tiger ball the other way. And that is a foul on Addie Stanley. We'll say it's on Manis. And Charlotte Kelly checks in for Manis. Here's the three attempt by Rebecca Walls. Off the mark, rebounded by Kelly. Gets it across court. Brasher puts it up. There should have been a foul called there. And it wasn't. Tiger ball the other way. Three ball attempt off the mark by Rebecca Walls. Rebound by Morris. Gives it off to Anna Kate. Over to Stanley. Stanley drives it up the rim. Charlotte Kelly with the rebound. Over to Morris. She'll put it up. Three ball attempt off the rim. Kelly gets the rebound. Tries to sink the rebound. Kelly with their own rebound off the mark. Tiger ball the other way. Stolen by Blair. She's trying to find somebody open. Gives it to Morris. Morris over to Brasher. To Blair. Blair off the glass and off the rim. Wilson brings it up court for the Tigers. And there is a timeout by the Tigers. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll step aside, let one of our sponsors do the talking for a minute. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
34-22 the score, 5 minutes to go in the third period. The Tigers lead the Wolves. The Tigers inbound it. Walls.
Good.
Gives the pass. Anna Kate will knock it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball. Walls inbounds it to Cook.
That's a
trap. It'll be knocked out of bounds. Off of a Fayetteville fingertip. It'll stay with the Tigers.
Turner!
The inbound to Wilson, and there is a foul. So we'll see. That foul on Kennedy Morris. So Wilson will shoot two. Henley McGinnis gets ready to check in. Wilson misses the first.
Shooter! We got to screen her out!
Checks in for Morris.
Hey, we got to get Shooter!
Charlie, you got Shooter!
Wilson gave a pump fake.
Hey,
we got called for that earlier. Wilson misses a second. It'll be Fayetteville ball the other way. Blair gets it across court. Over to McGinnis. McGinnis over to Stanley. Over to Kelly. Over to Blair, who puts it up off the glass to Brasher, and she will be fouled by Wilson.
Hey, girl, if she makes the second one, we're jumping in 22. That means you and Henley are making jumping in 22.
So Brasher to the stripe for two. Sinks the first one. She'll miss the second.
Trapper!
Here's a trap.
Don't get a foul, Jordan.
From Kelly over to Harris.
That's all.
Who can't connect with it. It'll be a Fayetteville ball the other way. 34-23 to score now. The Tigers lead the Wolves.
Hey, go help, Henley. You may have to help.
Here's the inbound player. She'll take it all the way. She'll put it up, and there it is. And that'll cut the lead to 9. Harris brings it up court. And there's a foul on Katie Brasher.
Look! Look! Hey! That should have been a hand one. It should have been a hand one down here. All right.
That'll be Brasher's second.
Hey, our big girl's got the heel.
So Kariah Harris at the stripe for two. Bounces everywhere on the rim but the bottom of the net. She'll miss her first as McDaniel and Arnold will check in.
I want to fail.
So Harris, the second of her two. And this miss rebounded by Brasher over to Kelly, who brings it up court. Over to McGinnis. And it's going to be Tiger ball the other way. Over to Harris, who loses it. It'll be a travel called on the Wolves. As Layla Morgan checks in for Katie Brasher. There's the inbound from the Tigers to McDaniel.
There we go.
It'll be Fayetteville ball.
Hey, we're small.
Here's the inbound to Anna Kate. And she'll bring it across court. Here's a three attempt from Anna Kate. Got it. McGinnis with the steal on the inbound. And she'll go to the strike for two. Does Henley McGinnis.
You want to play half court on 22, okay? Hey, whoa, it's not a shot.
Okay. No, they're going to say it's on the floor. There's the inbound to Morgan. Morgan over to Stanley with her three attempt. And it's off the rim. Rebounded by Kelly. It's going to be a jump ball. Tiger ball. 34-28 the score now. Kelly, Stanley, Morgan. There's the pass to Wilson. Who couldn't control it? And it's going to be Fayetteville ball. I was trying to set the floor up for you. Kelly, McGinnis, Blair, Morgan, and Stanley for the Wolves. Harris, McDaniel, Arnold, Wilson, and Walls, the five on the floor for the Tigers. They're going to call a moving screen on McGinnis. 2:36 to go in the third quarter. Here's the inbound to Walls. Arnold tries to drive it up, and she's going to be fouled by McGinnis.
How many she got?
That's McGinnis' second.
Wait,
and Arnold will go to the line for two. Misses the first. Gets the second. So Comer up by a touchdown now. 35-28, 2:25 to go in the third period. Blair brings it up court. Over to Morgan. Who gives it to Blair, who puts it up for two. Off the front of the rim. Arnold with the basketball going the other way.
Rebound.
Stanley. And she is pickpocketed by Harris, and she'll drive it to the rim. And she'll miss. Rebound Stanley.
It'll be
Fayetteville ball going the other way. Blair, three-point attempt. Off the rim. Kelly puts it back up for two. Coach Barnett trying to apply the pressure now as Harris brings it up the court. Wilson gets the rebound. Over the rim. It'll go to Blair. She'll drive it up court. Over to Morgan for two. And she'll miss. Over to Harris. And she is fouled by Blair. And she'll go to the line for two.
How many she got? Two on that game.
That'll be Blair's second for the evening. 5-point lead for the Comer Tigers. 1:12 to go in the third period. And Rebecca Walls at the line for the Tigers. She'll miss the first. Lena Batesel checks in for Addie Stanley.
So you're ready for the fourth quarter.
for Harris with her second. Off the rim. Rebounded by Batesel. And she'll pass it out of bounds. Intended for Layla Morgan. Here's a three attempt. Nothing but air for Rebecca Wall's three attempt. It's Batesel. Will be fouled on the floor by Kariah Harris. So she'll check out for Sanaya Johnson. And J.C. McDaniel hugs the line for the Tigers as Batesel tries to inbound this. She'll inbound it to Blair. He puts it up for two, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. Blair with her first attempt, and she'll miss. Blair with her second attempt, and she'll get the second. 35-31, the Tigers lead by four. Walls gets it up court and could not be handled by Sanaya Johnson, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball. 50 seconds to go here in the third period. As Blair brings it up court. Over to Morgan, who gives it to Batesel. Across court to Kelly. She looks for a shot. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. There's an inbound to Blair. Three ball attempt blocked by J.C. McDaniel. It'll be Comer ball the other way as Arnold brings it up court over to McDaniel. She puts up a two. No good. And there is a foul. On Henley McGinnis. And Johnson will go to the line to shoot two. That'll be three on McGinnis. Riley McDonald ready to check in as Johnson sinks the first. So McDonald checks in for Alayla Morgan. Okay. Good job. And Johnson gets the second. Here's the inbound to Blair. Here's the pass to McGinnis, who puts it up for two. In and out of the rim and back in. 37-33 the score now. As Arnold brings it up over the outstretched hands of Deja Wilson. Player puts it up. Nothing but the outstretched arms of Billy Paul Williams. There. So we have reached the end of the third period. Comer leads 37-33. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
What makes something worth the drive? It's more than a price. It's how you're treated the moment you step on the lot. Hi, I'm Chris Kane. At Toyota of Sylacauga, we don't just say it, we show it. Every handshake, every deal, every service appointment, we earn it. That's how you know it's worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the gym here at Fayetteville High School. I have a special guest with me now as Blake Bagley has stepped in for the fourth quarter as we get ready for the boys game immediately following this. And Blake, just to get you up to speed, Comer jumped out to a 22-2 lead to start this game.
Really?
And we have brought it within four. This is the closest we've been all game.
That sounds like momentum is all on Fayetteville's side too. I mean, you've seen them go in there with a few scores, and what a game.
As McGinnis gets the ball off the inbound from Blair, and it'll be Arnold with the basketball going the other way. Johnson gets the pass over to McDaniel, who puts up a three, and it's off the mark. And Batesel with the rebound. And she'll dump it off to Blair. It'll be Fayetteville ball going to my right. Over to McGinnis. Back to Blair, who tries to go up for three. She'll put it back up in and out of the rim. Rebound, Riley McDaniel. Over to Basil, up for three, into the arms of Arnold.
They've got to settle in and get some better shots here.
Arnold with a carry that wasn't called. And it'll be a travel on Rebecca Walls.
Jacob, you got to work that thing down low. I know you got the size mismatch down by the goal, but those are high percentage looks. You got to work that ball in there.
As Stanley checks in for Riley McDaniel. See, that's been our problem all night. We can't get the shots to fall. As Blair brings it across court, over to Batesel. Back to Blair, three attempt. In and out. Back to Arnold, who will try to get it up court.
Hey, 2 feet!
She'll slow it down over to McDaniel. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Katie Brasher will check in for Lena Batesel. And turnovers, Blake, have killed us this game, too. And it'll be over the
outstretched
arms.
Speaking of turnovers, they just gave us one right there.
Yes, over the outstretched arms of J.C. McDaniel.
You're calmer. You don't want to go into an opposing building, jump out to the lead, and then start giving it up, because that's going to make for a long fourth quarter.
Yes. As Blair brings it up court, over to Brasher.
And see, Brasher has got some height to her and has some advantage. You know, I would be trying to work it down low to her.
As Kelly throws it over the arms of Addie Stanley, and it'll be Tiger ball with 6:15 to go. Arnold gets the inbound.
Go into a full court press, or half court press right here, Jacob.
Johnson with a three attempt and four.
See, that's the risk you run when you do a press. You leave people wide open in the corner, splash it for three, and extends that lead to seven for the Tigers.
McGinnis off the mark. Deja Wilson pickpocketed by Blair, and she'll get two.
They're going to go with the press again, Jacob. And like we said, it's like an engage eight blitz on defense. It's a risk, but the reward can be even better.
As Deja Wilson carries it all the way. And she'll miss it. Rebound by Brasher. Blair brings it up the court. Over to Kelly. And she'll put it in for two.
That's a one possession ball game now, Jacob. 40-37, Wolves lead.
Over to Johnson. Over to Wilson. And she'll put it up, and she is fouled.
Good foul right there. You can't give up the easy basket. Gets her arm in there. Almost gets the clean block, but ends up drawing the foul.
And that foul will be charged to Charlotte Kelly. And Deja Wilson back to the stripe for the Tigers as Layla Morgan gets ready to check in. Wilson airballs the first. And Morgan will check in, as does Harris and Cook for the Tigers.
And Blair will get her a little breather. I'm sure Al's trying to preserve her for later on in the ball game. Get her a little breather. She looks a little winded.
So Wilson ready for her second of two attempts. And it'll bounce off the back of the rim. Kelly brings it back, and it'll be stolen by Wallace.
That's yet another foul there by McInnes.
I believe that's her fourth on the evening.
Four with 5:04 to go in the game.
And Morris will check in for McInnes. As Rebecca Walls gets ready to inbound it for the Tigers. So Morris, Stanley, Kelly, Brasher, and Morgan, the five on the floor for the Tigers. Here's the inbound to Harris, who is the sister of the one, Kamora Harris. And miscommunication there, and it'll be a turnover for the Tigers.
That is a much needed change of possession for the Wolves. Slow things down, set up an offensive play, and cut this thing to one.
Morgan brings it up court, got away with the walk there over to Brasher. And no calls there as Harris brings it up the court. And she is fouled by Kelly.
Good foul. It interrupted the shot just enough to make it rim out. Now you got to go to the line and earn it.
That'll be four for Kelly as Kariah Harris gets ready to shoot two. And Blair ready to check back in. So a quick breather for Anna Kate as Harris misses the first. And she'll check in for Charlotte Kelly as Braylee Wilson checks in for Sanaya Johnson for the Tigers. Harris, her second off the rim. Rebound Stanley over to Brasher. And it'll be knocked out of bounds by Harris. The Wolves will retain possession.
Yeah, I'd really like to see them work the ball inside right here if they can to Brasher. See if they can get a high percentage look.
Morgan over to Stanley. They just about couldn't quite come up with it. Over to Morris.
Good.
She'll
play.
Get two.
Great ball movement. Great pass into the lane. They did exactly what I wanted them to. Not that it matters because I'm not Al Barnett.
And the lead is one. Over to Cook. Rebound. Wilson, who gets two.
Tigers extend the lead back to 3 points. Less than four to go in the game. And Anna Kate Blair is back in the game now, and that is their number one playmaker, Jacob.
She's looking for Morgan, who passes it to Stanley, who can also hit from beyond. And she's going to take an attempt.
Oh, that just looked off good the mark. From here.
That looked good from ball. Here. As Wilson couldn't quite come up with it. And now he's going to say it's Tiger ball.
What?
Does Devin Hawkins, the referee.
Well, he needs to fix his vision, Jacob, because that one, I mean, don't go against your call.
Blair picks the pocket. Over to Morris for two.
Oh!
Couldn't quite come down with it.
Misses the easy shot.
And it'll be Harris with the ball the other way. With a three attempt of her own, she sinks it.
Man, they extend that lead out to six. Jacob, Wolves on borrowed time here.
So 45-49, the Tigers lead the Wolves. Over to Morgan, who couldn't come up with the pass.
Next time they get the ball, Jacob, if I'm Barnett, I'll call a timeout.
Over to Cook, short on the three. Over to Harris, trying to find a shot. And it'll be Morris with the steal. Back to Blair. Over to Stanley. Three.
Good.
And the lead's back down to three.
And then Al calls a timeout, Jacob. I think that is a much-needed timeout. Slow things down. Settle your girls down. Plenty of time to go in this one. You're only down three. You don't want to rush anything.
And, you know, I've told you, you know, I come to practice here a lot. There are four or five girls that can bust it from beyond the arc for the Wolves. And that's who we need to try to find the ball.
That Quail.
That is Quail Kirkland.
Great guy.
Used to work with Quail back in the day at Bluebell.
man,
he can cook.
Somehow they got him to come out there and play basketball with us about 4 years ago, and he's like, man, my knee, man, I can't play real good, dude. He came out there
and made me look
like an amateur, which I am an amateur. I'm just saying, he made me look like I hadn't picked up a basketball day in my life.
Man. Well, at least a guy made you look like an amateur. We was out here Sunday at practice, and we had a little three-on-three tournament. It was me, Allen, Jordan Cannell against three girls at a time. And man, I tell you, I was humbled quick.
All of y'all are kind of old.
Yeah. But, hey, we were undefeated, though.
Really?
Yeah. As it'll be Tiger Ball. Walls ready to inbound it. Inbound it to Harris. There was pressure by player. To Wilson. To Cook, who walks. She'll put it up in and out. And Morgan. Fouls Cook, and it's an and one. And you can hear Al Barnett's side of everything, Blake. But I'll tell you, these referees have let these girls play.
Yeah.
The whole game on both sides.
I always like the physicality. Let them play. You know, don't let it get physical to the point that, you know, you're going to have a lot of animosity feel between two teams. But let them stay physical.
So Cook misses the and one opportunity. Rebound Blair. But she is fouled.
And finally, Al gets that call he's been looking for. He's been saying it's a foul, saying it's a foul. Finally, he gets the call, and they'll retain possession.
So Blair gets the inbound from Stanley. Over to Morgan. Over to McGinnis. Over to Kelly, who puts it up, and there's two.
Lead cut down to three again with less than 2 minutes to go.
Wilson back over to Walls. Over to Cook. And it's out of bounds, Fayetteville ball, and here's the opportunity with 1:46 to go in regulation.
Don't force a three, Jacob. Two is okay right here.
Cut three! Cut three! Cut three!
So Blair brings it up court.
Ooh.
Over to McGinnis.
Got away with a walk there, Jacob.
Over to Blair. She'll put it up for two. Off the mark. Rebound Stanley. And she is fouled.
Chance for two at the line right here, Jacob. They got to earn them, but.
That'll be Wilson. I believe that's her fourth, if I'm counting correctly. But you fouled the wrong person, and I don't want to jinx her, but Stanley's one you want at the line. And I gave her the announcer's curse.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's easy to make them at the line whenever there's not pressure.
Yes.
Tuesday at practice is a lot different than Tuesday night. Under two to go from the line.
She'll miss them both. Rebound, Tigers. Walls over to Harris.
Lead still three for the Tigers.
Over to Walls. Over to Cook. Over to Wilson. Quail's blocking my view there, but it is Fayetteville ball.
That'll be a foul.
It'll be on the floor. That'll be Wilson again. And that'll be her fifth. So that is a huge loss for the Tigers.
Especially if this game goes into overtime, Jacob. She is anchoring.
There's the inbound to Morgan. You heard Al Barnett calling for a timeout there, but the ball was loose.
Well,
you have to have possession.
And, you know, I think Billy's been around Al enough. He knows how Al is, and Al knows how Billy is. I'm sure those guys have went at it over the years quite a bit, going back to his time at Childersburg.
And, you know, they go to church together on Sundays, as Billy Paul is the preacher, and Al does the children's church. So, you know, it's probably going to be an interesting service come Sunday.
That it will be. That it will be.
But win or lose this game, Blake, you have to give credit to the Lady Wolves for showing the resilience.
Well, Al would probably sit behind the podium and tell you that moral victories are for losers.
Yes.
And, no, I didn't, not me, Alex Gullis. We can credit him with that one. But, I mean, it's true. I mean.
We'll talk about that as the night progresses.
Yep.
And here's the inbound to Blair. Over to Kelly. Over to McGinnis, who puts it up for two, and it's off the mark. And there is a foul.
That's a good
Blair.
Foul, Jacob. You don't want too much time to tick off. You got a couple fouls to give. Let them earn it at the line.
Arnold. Getting a word from her coach on the sideline, but it is Harris at the line for two. Misses the first. Harris misses the second, and it'll be Fayetteville ball as McGinnis tries to bring it up court.
Bad pass.
Over to Blair, and it's stolen by Arnold. He puts it up. Misses. Rebound. Fayetteville, and there is a jump ball. It'll be Tiger ball. 31 seconds to go in the fourth. Three-point lead for the Tigers, 47-44. It's Arnold. Ready to inbound this to Walls, who puts it up, and she misses, and there's a travel by Wilson that wasn't called, and it's stolen by Stanley, and she'll try to slow this thing down.
You want to get a three off right here, Jacob.
Whoa! There's two, and Barnett calls a timeout.
You got to intentionally 46. Foul here. You're down by one. They haven't proven they can consistently hit free throws. Find somebody that's got a foul to go. Just let them get out there, get the foul, and get the ball back.
And I believe we have two timeouts left.
So now we should have one. I think he had two, and then he called this one. We should have one to give.
This will be a full timeout for the Wolves and setting up to be a good finish.
Yeah. Didn't have very many good finishes last year, Jacob. And
you know, we were here, but we wasn't calling the game when Fayetteville actually beat Comer.
Yeah.
In a game just like this.
Down 22-2, Jacob.
And now you're within one.
Fayetteville trying to pull off the improbable here on a Tuesday night in the Den. Isn't that what we called it, the Wolves Den last year?
As Wilson ready to inbound this. It'll be Harris who will be fouled by McGinnis. Good. I believe that'll be her fifth.
That's good. You had to give that one.
As Morris checks in for McGinnis.
See, Al's got his Apple Watch on. I bet all his rings are about to be filled tonight.
And Harris.
Sinks the first one. Ice in her veins, Jacob.
So the lead is now two.
You missed the second one on purpose?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Let's see if you can get a rebound off of it. And she'll miss it. 8 seconds to go. We have to be aware of the clock. And it's going to be a turnover. And that'll pretty much do it for
Al should have called timeout there. I think that was coaching. I think the timeout should have been called.
And it's going to be Fayetteville basketball. 2 seconds to go.
If I'm out, you might want to call a timeout.
And there's the timeout. No, Comer calls a timeout. We'll see if it's going to be a 30-second or a full. And it'll be a full timeout. But, yeah, Blake, Auburn announced a new coach Sunday morning, Alex Gullish, And the announcement came today that everybody's been waiting on. We are retaining DJ Durkin.
I didn't know that announcement had been made or not. And all in all, I mean, I'd give it a solid, I'd give it a B plus higher. I mean, I heard a guy on the radio say, you know, people talking about, is he ready for the pressure of the SEC? He said, anybody that comes to America at 10 years old with the parents that only have $400 in their pocket, he said, that guy is up for the challenge.
Yeah. You know, a little history lesson. Red Square back in Moscow in 1997 is the reason he came to America. You know, from the tanks rolling down the square to coaching the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah. But his parents didn't have that one on their bingo card when Bo Jackson was running through people, and even though they probably didn't see it on TV because they were in Russia at that time.
So here's the inbound to Morgan. She'll put it up.
It's in!
We're going to overtime! Wow, what a shot! Layla Morgan!
The probability. The shot goes up, hits the left corner of the backboard, bounces around the rim, and goes in. What are the chances that shot is made?
Wow, what a shot.
How impressive.
So we'll get a four extra minutes of basketball here with the big story for the Tigers right now. Their rebounder, Deja Wilson, fouled out back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she's out of the game now. And, Jacob, after a shot like that, you've got to finish this off.
Wow. Down 22-2 at one point, and we get four free minutes of basketball.
46-26 outing through the next three quarters. And really, I mean, if you're calmer, Jacob, how do you even continue playing this game?
And Al and Jordan's doing everything they can to try to get the referees to change their mind for a three. But you can see Layla's foot was on the inside of the arc.
Oh, yeah, it was a two-pointer. I forgot they made that free throw, though. But, you know, they're probably glad that number two, Harris, made that free throw, right?
Yeah. So, Braylee Wilson will go against Brasher for the jump ball as Deja Wilson, the normal center, is out. So Fayetteville controls the tip. Stanley puts it up, and it's going to be off. Rebound, Arnold. And she'll bring it up court. And miscommunication there. Blair over to Kelly. Over to Brasher. We'll call that a pass. Over to Morgan. Morgan puts it up. Oh, just misses the end one opportunity.
She'll get two shots at the charity stripe here, Jacob, to put the Wolves on top for, I believe, the first time tonight.
Yeah, she has a hot hand right now.
And two, Wolves have not been tied in this game until the end of regulation since the first tip of the game.
So
first
Morgan
one is in.
Sinks the first, and there's the first lead for the Wolves in this one.
Wow.
Morgan puts the second up, and she'll sink it. The lead now, Fayetteville with two. Harris brings it up court. Blair puts pressure on, and there is a jump ball. No. To Harris, over to Arnold, who puts, no, she won't get the shot off. Over to Harris.
That was a moving screen if I've ever seen one.
Big time. Walls pickpocketed by Blair. Blair to Stanley. Stanley up.
Oh.
Off the rim. And it'll be Tiger ball the other way. And it'll be Arnold.
Ow, man.
Because that was not the drums from the marching band. That was Al on the chair. Three ball from Harris off the mark. And it'll be Fayetteville ball going the other way. Blair brings it up court. Over to Morgan. Morgan puts it up.
Boom!
No, it's only going to be two. Because her foot was on the line.
It was on the line.
Fayetteville brings it up. Yeah, but no, it's going to be Comer with the timeout. And it's going to be a full timeout once again for the Tigers.
Man, you want to talk about peeing one away, Jacob.
Yeah.
Comer up 22-2. You got the crowd all the way out of it. And slowly but surely, they just keep chipping and chipping and chipping. And now look where we're at.
And, you know, Coach Limbaugh's favorite word during football season is resilient. And this Fayetteville Lady Wolves basketball team showed that resilience tonight. You know, you could have just laid down after being down 22-2. And, you know, this team has no quit. They practice every day for situations like that. And it's starting to show.
I guarantee you we never came back from 20 down to force one in overtime when I was playing. And we got down 22-2 a lot. 40-3, 40-2 once.
So it'll be Comer basketball. It's Braylee Wilson inbounds it to Walls. Walls back to Wilson. Back to Walls. Over to Harris. And she'll drive it up the court. It'll be to Arnold, who also misses. Cook misses. It'll be rebounded Wolves. Charlotte Kelly back to Anna Kate. Looking for the shot. Over to Morgan. Over to Stanley. Over to Kelly, who puts it up, and she is fouled. And we'll go to the line.
Get two shots at the line here. That poor chair didn't deserve what it got.
That's just the animation of Al Barnett. Yep. Kelly misses the first with a weird kind of shot there as she walked into it.
Yeah.
Kelly with the second. She'll sink the second. 53-48, Fayetteville leads. But 50 to go.
Tigers
in overtime.
Have yet to score in the overtime period.
As Arnold over to Walls. Walls will be fouled. That looks like it's going to be on Katie Brasher, and that's who Billy Paul will credit the foul to.
Yep.
Walls sinks the first.
So 2 minutes and 19 seconds into the overtime period, she finally gets the Tigers on the board.
So a conference between officials here. And the conference continues, but Walls ready to shoot. No, they're going to tell her to hold on a minute.
What is the discussion about, Jacob?
I guess it's a discrepancy in the book. I don't know. It looks like we've got everything squared away. And Walls ready for her second attempt.
Well, that's kind of an advantage to the Wolves because she had a long time to sit and think about that second free throw.
And she'll sink the second. Be expecting pressure from the Tigers here. As Wilson and Harris, the only ones. Over to Morgan. Morgan puts it up. That's only going to be two. Man. She's right there on the edge of hitting a three.
They're just leaving the hottest hand open right now, Jacob. I don't understand what they're doing on defense. But they can keep on doing it if they want.
So Walls gives to Arnold. Over to Harris for three. But she'll miss. It'll be rebounded by Arnold, who gets two for the Tigers. 1 minute to go here in the overtime period. Over to Morgan. Back to Blair, who's going to drive it up. She'll put it up. Oh, in and out. Kelly with the rebound. Back to Blair. Blair puts it up, and then she airballs it. Over to Harris. And she misses. And Al wants a slower tempo to Stanley. Over to Morgan. Morgan misses.
For the first time in about five shots.
And there's a foul on Blair. Is it called? And it's not called. It'll be Tiger ball.
We ain't got no shit.
Let's go. Play defense.
25 seconds to go in the overtime period. Comer calls the timeout.
You cannot give up a three here.
And early in the game, Blake, before you got here, Comer was automatic from three-point land.
Really?
And they really haven't done anything since halftime.
Yeah, they've cooled quite a bit, it does appear.
So a three-point lead for the Wolves, 55-52. The clock reads 23.8 to go. And, Blake, in your absence, I would also like to thank a friend, or not really a friend, she's my child, for being my producer in your absence.
Sure, she did a fine job.
She did a great job working those commercials. They even worked them there in halftime.
Gets it from her dad.
Yeah.
You know? It could run in the family.
It could. She didn't want to talk to them.
Well, understand, but we'll warm her up to it.
We got 112 out.
So Arnold ready to inbound this one. Over
deep
to
three.
Walls, who misses. Over to Stanley. Stanley, over to Morgan. To Brasher. Brasher misses. Oh. And it's going to be Fayetteville basketball, 7.9 to go.
You got to get it to your best
period.
Free throw shooter right here. You've got to get it to your best free throw.
Expect Comer to foul here. Morgan loses the basketball, and it's going to stay with the Wolves. 5.6 to go. Over to Blair. Blair.
Shoot
over
it.
To Kelly.
That's shooting.
She's going to be fouled with 1.6 to go. And that foul will be on Rebecca Walls. Two shots for the Tigers, or for the Wolves, sorry.
All she's got to do is make one of these.
So Kelly to the stripe. Off the front of the rim. Kelly misses the first. It's going to be an air ball, and it's going to be Tiger ball. And there's a timeout for Coma. So will that put the ball at half court? Or will they take
know.
It where Billy Paul's standing down to the right?
I think that's where they'll take it.
Well, Blake, this is my first play-by-play basketball. No, my second. But this will be my first play-by-play win, should the score hold.
Yeah, because didn't you have to do a game last year after
I did Victory Christian.
Yeah.
Just the boys last year, though. So I'm 1-0 calling the girls if the score sticks. And the Fayetteville Junior High girls swept the season against Childersburg last night at Childersburg.
Really?
So,
is that Team Kinley's on?
Yeah. So Al Barnett doing great things with the Lady Wolves. And there it is, pickpocketed by Morgan. She puts it up, and it's off the mark. But after being down 22-2, the Fayetteville Wolves come back to beat the Comer Tigers.
Jacob, and what great basketball IQ there. She gets the ball, and instead of trying to hold it in place, she shoots it up knowing that that'll end the game.
Yeah, so great job right there by the resilient Fayetteville Wolves, 55-52 for the they cleared the scoreboard for I can get a picture of it.
53-32 run by the Wolves.
Well, I tried to see if Al could talk to us for a minute. But we'll try to get him at halftime of the boys' game.
Yeah, we'll get him at the halftime of the boys' game.
Give him a minute to cool off for a minute. But, Blake, how about you run some commercials and let me go do my thing real quick. I'll be right back.
That sounds like a plan.
But as it stands right now, the Fayetteville Lady Wolves win 55-52 over the Comer Tigers in a thriller This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.